Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, and it's my challenge. I have a guest on today. We're going to talk about something, well, you know, it's not maybe quite as completely on the opposite of what I think we need to discuss, or I at least need to give you my opinion of what's taking place. And I'm titling this, my monologue today, When Bullies Hit and Run. The last time we had such a rocky departure from the White House was the last Democrat president. No, I'm not defending the Republicans in this, but the Clintons left, they stole property, and they vandalized the White House, and they claimed to be broke. Obama commented that he appreciated George W. Bush for his kindness and how smooth he made the transition for his administration to come in. Well, these 8 years have been anything but smooth for the American people. Obama is doing all that he can to cause conflict and bad relations with both Russia and Israel. January 20th, Donald Trump will have to deal with whatever President Barack Obama puts in motion now. Obama is the bully on the playground who hits, pushes you down, and runs away before he gets his own face smacked. Liberal progressives are the most selfish, self-centered people that I know. They talk about humanity and the passion, but they practice me-ism, my way or the highway. The only choice you're allowed is theirs. President-elect Donald Trump, I think, has done well biting his tongue, even killing him with kindness every once in a while, and being dignified as our next president. He had to kind of renege on that a little bit. Yesterday, he had to make some comments. He's been busy picking his cabinet, saving jobs, and retrieving jobs for America, while the POTUS in charge has been doing all that he can to shut this nation down, causing conflicts and shutting down more oil fields and production, taking more jobs. The USA should be sickened by borders, according to the liberals. But Kerry gets on the air with his 70-minute speech yesterday. And one of the things in his speech was that they should secure the borders for both Israel and Palestine states. Divide, divide, divide. Yep. What if Putin or Netanyahu decided the USA should move our borders and put California back on the Mexican side? I think even the liberal Californians might balk at that. I'm not sure how we should go forward here, and I'm serious about this. But it came to me last night that we, the people, we're the ones who need to be shouting loud over this defiance. Obama dislikes Donald Trump, but he hates you more. The American people, in his eyes, or other liberal progressives, do not deserve liberty, do not deserve choice, do not deserve freedom. They hate that free. They hate the phrase life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. You may choose to have an abortion to kill an unborn child, but you cannot choose which wedding your business will serve. Liberal Cafe in Hawaii has banned anyone who voted for Trump. Apparently, that's acceptable. But you cannot choose who you vote for president, if you vote anything other than Democrat. This has gone beyond ridiculous and has entered the realm of dangerous for our nation. The people, you, me, need to make our voices heard over the POTUS and his abhorrent, disrespectful actions against we, the people. It is our vote, those who voted for Donald Trump, That is who he hates. You know, us deplorable ones. I believe we've shown the way. We've been way too patient already. And it's time to make some phone calls to your representatives, to your senators. Send letters, send faxes, send emails, message on Facebook, and tweet. Do any and all of these. Millions of Americans, whether you're registered Republican, independent, Democrat, doesn't matter. You need to take action, and you need to be angry over this. Enough is enough. As a mom, I just send the misbehaving child to his room. Well, it's not true. Depending on what he did, he might get a little spanking along with it. But, you know, that's not politically correct. Obama is a coward. He's a bully. He's the bully that hits and runs. Any representative, senator, or governor who goes along with this need to be serving their last term in office. Oh, by the way, thank you, Arizona, for putting McCain back in office. He's doing a splendid job as a rhino opposing the incoming president. Like I said yesterday, I believe Putin and Netanyahu are smart enough to know January 20th, America will once again be led by diplomacy, not progressive liberal agenda-omacy. 220-224-3121. Make some noise, America. It's time to chase down the bully that sucker-punched you and ran, and show him or them they are not the government. We the people are the government. It is a republic. It is a republic, not a democracy, with mob rule. I have back with me today, and I ask him to be patient with me because I just felt I needed to address this issues. As generalizing as I did, I hope you understand that I need to move on. I had the Kennedy twins on a couple of weeks back, and we talked about, and I'm running some ads yet for them on the new book that they have, Punished with Poverty. But they wrote some other books that I was interested in, and I have not been able to read them, but he did send them to me. I got them over the Christmas vacation. The South was right, and Uncle Seth fought the Yankees. The Civil War has been one of the most misunderstood and it's one of those deceptions where they're kind of only teaching what they want to teach you about what happened in that history, because liberal progressives and Federalists, they would love to have our history erased and remake it. And that's what they're attempting to do. And I welcome back, only have one of the twins with me today, Ron Kennedy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and I want to add an amen to your introduction, your commentary. You know, the federal government, it's not the constitutionally limited republic of republics that our founding fathers gave to us. It has turned into an empire, and unfortunately, empires are bullies, and we're seeing it. You know, they're not afraid to bully we the people. You know, if the people of California voted to have a specific definition of marriage as between the one female and one male, well, the federal government can bully them and nullify that, or if the people of Alabama wants to put a monument to the Ten Commandments in their courthouse, the federal government can bully them. Well, they do that on the domestic front, but they also do it on the international front. We're seeing that today, the last couple of days, as the bullying of Israel.
Oh, my goodness.
This is not unusual. General Robert E. Lee, after the war was over, said that if the wonderful principle of state sovereignty and states' rights were erased by the federal government, that the United States would become an empire, aggressive abroad and despotic at home.
And we've seen that.
It's so unfortunate, but we have seen that.
And we continue to see it. And we're going into a break. We're going to open up phone lines at 877-895-5410. And Ron and Beth Ann will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to battlefieldearth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. battlefieldearth.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Ron Kennedy. He's an author. He and his brother, they're Kennedy twins, and they write about some of the things that really happened, the truth and the history of the South and the Civil War, and what's going on now as well. You know, as we were talking about what's going on now, we see the bullying, particularly right now, well, everyone, let's just throw it out there. We're dealing with Agenda 21 across this nation, and people who don't know about it, Ron, don't understand why there's land being grabbed away by the feds. Since I have been in the business, I have seen so many people lose their property and have to go to battle with the federal government, and it is totally unconstitutional. And unfortunately, many people across this nation do not understand what's happening. And they will see these people as, well, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. So we saw the Hages family be tortured, be stolen from the federal government, the Hammonds, the Bundys. We've seen cake bakers. We've seen wedding planners. We've seen florists, all being told by the federal government what they can and cannot do, supposedly for the sake of law, supposedly for the sake of compassion and not being racist or homophobic or whatever the case may be, that they always throw out these titles and point their fingers and label everybody. They do very little to protect individual sovereignty They do very little to protect your sovereignty in your towns, your cities, your counties, or your state. And now we see them, Ron, taking away the sovereignty of this nation by this ridiculous banter over the borders and everything else, where they just cannot wait to have us taken over by someone else. And I just can't, you know, I'm going to let you talk. I just cannot understand why the American people, they are waking up. I guarantee you, that's why Trump's elected. They are waking up, but we need to throw a warm washcloth, because they still got sleepers in their eyes. We need to throw them a warm washcloth. And I know that you feel the same way about most of this.
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting. You said the nation is waking up, and it's true, because we wouldn't have elected Trump if they were not. Unfortunately, it was a close election, popular vote-wise. Thank God for the Electoral College.
Amen.
And I believe we can hold on to the Electoral College. Had we not won, we would have lost, well, not only Electoral College, but everything else. But the thing that I really wanted to point out was that, you know, Alexander Stevens, the vice president of the Confederate States of America, 3 years after the war in 1868, made the comment that the cause of the South is now the cause of all Americans. Now, what was he talking about? Was he talking about slavery? Of course not. He was talking about the right to be the master in your own home, the right of the state to be the ultimate decider of whether or not the federal government is doing what the Constitution allowed it to do. And, you know, the South has known this from the get-go, but now we see other parts of the country waking up to the fact that you cannot allow all this power to be ensconced by a bunch of elitists in Washington, D.C. A centralized government was anathema to our founding fathers, and we must now go to work to decentralize this behemoth, this federal empire, and bring it back to real states' rights. That's states' rights inclusive of nullification and secession. Then we can control Washington. Washington won't control us.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I was in a conference call yesterday, and we were kicking around as a brainstorming session, and this particular foundation is looking at what they can do and who they can use. And, of course, I was pushing CSC Talk Radio as best I could. But I mentioned to them the educating of the American people is so important, because And I'm not just talking to my listeners. I'm pointing back at myself. We have been ignorant about some things, and it has been things that were left out in our teaching. But it's up to us now to start educating ourselves and know the truth about things, know the truth about the Civil War, know the truth about the South, know the truth about the Hages and the Hammonds and the Bundys, know the truth about the cake bakers and the florists and the wedding planners, event people. Know what's going on and how you're being infringed. Know the truth about taxes. Know the truth about the fines of the properties and the licenses that you have to get, and permits and all this and that come from bureaucracy, which I consider taxation without representation. We need to educate the people, and then I trust the people. If they have at least 3%, I trust the American people that once they know the truth will set you free, and you will want to take a stand in your community, in your state, here in our nation, to get back to what we need to get back to with our Constitution and sovereignty. You know, that's a dirty word in the progressive minds. They don't like that word. Are you with me, Ron?
Well, and they always have hated it, and that's why they are socialist and Marxist at core, at the very bottom. But, you know, that's been the case ever since the founding of the country, when people with the Hamiltonian view wanted to use the federal government in order to take from those who have and centralize it. Now, that was the beginning of crony capitalism. Mm-hmm. Crony capitalism is akin to socialism. It is not a the same as free market capitalism. As a matter of fact, it's very, it's antithesis of free market capitalism. But yes, you're absolutely right. They hate property because property, when the individual owns property, he and she, they are not dependent upon that government, and they hate independent individuals. They want dependency. Donald and I spent a lot of time in the South was right. There's almost 1,000 end notes in the South was right to document the right. That when we say the South was right, people go, oh, you mean you're right about segregation? Nope, that's not what we're talking. You mean you're right about slavery? Nope, that's not what we're the people of the South had a right, and that means every state, North or South, had the right to control their internal politics. They had a right to control their own society, and they and the people of the sovereign state have the right to determine ultimately if the federal government is acting in pursuant of the Constitution. That's not a function of the federal government. That would be like asking a contractor that you signed a contract with and he violates his contract, and you're going to say, well, we're going to let you, the contractor, decide whether or not you're, you know, you're building this house according to the way we wrote the contract. That's absurd. No one would do that. Our founding fathers were not stupid. They didn't do it either. That right belongs to we, the people of the sovereign state, and that's what we've got to get back to.
And we can tell that they don't really like the Constitution unless things go their way. The only part of the Constitution I see them quote a lot is that Fifth Amendment. They do like the Fifth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. They like to play that one a lot. They stand on that one. That one's their favorite. But we saw, and I was pointing this out in the conference call yesterday, we can see how uneducated the American people are about our Constitution and our founding when they stand there and argue over the electoral vote, the electoral college. I've had some listeners that are arguing with me over this and say, well, it's time. They ask me, I said, it's mob rule if it's a democracy. That's what it is, and that's what they want it to be. And he said, well, what's the difference between that and the mob of the ruling of a minority? Well, the difference is everyone gets an equal vote. It's not just one city or the other that has the largest population calling the shots for the Midwest. It's craziness that they don't understand this, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful in that. I'm just trying to say that the majority of the American people have been uneducated as far as the truth about our founding fathers and sovereignty as a nation, but it began with sovereignty as an individual person, as a people, then the state, then the feds. The states came before the federal government. The federal government, you know, those D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, they have very little on their job description. Mm-hmm. And they're way, way, way working too hard. We need to give them some time off. We're going into a break, Ron. I do want to talk about The South Was Right and your other book that you sent me, Uncle Seth. But I want to talk about The South Is Right. Let's see if we can get this in the hands of some of my listeners. 877-895-5410 is the number to call to visit with Ron or Beth Ann. 877-895-5410. And yeah, we'll be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with my good friend. Now we're going to call him a good friend, Ron Kennedy from the deep south of you're in Mississippi, right? Mississippi.
Well, born and raised in Mississippi, but they ran me out of Mississippi. The Kennedy twins now reside in Louisiana, and I tell everyone that when we left Mississippi and moved to Louisiana, we improved the average IQ of both states by doing it. You have to be a mathematician to figure out that what I'm saying is that the dumb Mississippi boys left, and that raised the average IQ, but we were so dumb in Mississippi, we were still smarter than Louisiana. Louisiana folks, so we raised their IQ. I get into a lot of trouble.
I'm going to say, how do your neighbors take that? You get invited to a lot of parties, do you?
I get ran out of a lot of them.
There you go. We have a caller from Missouri with a question for you. We have Dave from Missouri. Dave, how are you today?
Well, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I'd like to ask, were communists involved in causing the Civil War? Remember, the Communist Manifesto was written in 1848, so communists did exist at that time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question, and I'm going to refer you to, because my brother and one of his friends up in North Louisiana, Al Benson, wrote a book called Lincoln's Marxist. And he really goes into great detail. My brother is much more knowledgeable on this topic than I am, but a lot of people don't know that Charles Dana, who was Lincoln's assistant secretary of war, was a friend, a personal friend of Karl Marx, and he came over as part of the 48ers who had they had a failed socialist revolution in Europe, and they all came over here. Not all of them, but a lot of them came over here, and they all gravitated toward the centralizing principles of the Republican Party, and particularly of Lincoln. Karl Marx, by the way, was a major pro-Lincoln propagandist in Europe and did major work in helping to keep the European people misinformed about the true nature of the war. So, yes, not only were they involved in the Civil War, but they were very involved in the founding of the Republican Party. To much chagrin to a lot of our Republicans.
Yes. They like to stand on some of that, don't they?
I'd like to recommend an article to read.
Okay.
The Race Question by Herman Hay. H-O-E-H. Hay.
Okay.
The Race Question by Herman Hay. I was wondering if you read that.
I have not read that. I'll make a note of it. I'll take a look at it and see. I would recommend that
It's pronounced Hay, but it's spelled H-O-E-H.
Gotcha.
Herman Hay.
I would recommend, too, that you go to our website, www.kennedytwins.com, and take a look at Lincoln's Marxist if you're really interested in that. Again, that's my brother's book, and he's more of the expert on that topic than I am. Not that either one of us claim to be an expert in anything except our love of the South and love of liberty.
All right. Appreciate the call, Dave. Thank you. You know, when we talk about the Marxists and the Nazis and all that, I was going to ask you earlier in the show about all these liberal progressives that are screaming Nazi at Donald Trump and anybody who voted for Donald Trump. And I thought, well, they certainly don't know what communism is all about, because if you look at the progressives, that's what communism is all about. They hate you to have property. They don't want you to own anything. They want the government to take care of everything. And we see how well that's working out. But don't you think that's another proof that they're ignorant? Maybe they're ignorant by choice, but they're ignorant of what Nazism or communism truly is.
Well, you know, I make the point, and you can say yes, but I don't think it's ignorance. It's like, are liberals, when they lie, are they being immoral? And I say, no, liberals are not immoral. They are amoral. They have no values, no moral guidance except to advance the liberal or progressive agenda. So they can say or do anything as long as it progresses, and it would be in their frame of reference, it's considered to be correct and the right thing to do. But you know, they talk about Nazism. Well, Nazism is National Socialism. That's not liberty. That's the furthest thing in the world. It's fascism, you know.
Which is what I think they are. And yet they're calling Donald Trump or anybody who voted for Donald Trump, you know, they're claiming that we're the Nazis and running with communism and all this and that. And it's I'm just shaking my head. I'm thinking they haven't got a clue.
Well, I don't think they want a clue. They do not want a clue. Remember, they are amoral. We make a real major strategic mistake when we look at liberals and think that they have the same moral and ethical values as we do. They do not. As a matter, they will use our good nature, our Christian values, against us. And they'll never feel bad about doing it because they are advancing the agenda. Anything that advances the progressive agenda is okay. That's why when Lincoln sent his troops into the South, it was okay to commit genocide. It was okay to kill and destroy, rape and pillage. That was okay because it was advancing the empire. And that's where the empire began, and that's what we have today.
You know, it's really sad what we see happening, what we have seen in our history. We have to learn from our history, but we cannot let go of our history, because without that, we won't know who we are. And we have to pay attention to what's going on now, because I said at the beginning of the election year that this election was not about just policies. This is about a complete change of how we're governed. Now, we've seen it going downhill for a long, long, long time. And it has gotten to be where it's enough that people are starting to feel the squeeze and they are waking up to some things. Maybe social media has a little bit to do with that, you know, because we find things out quicker. Nobody knew what was going on with the Hages. Very few people. My late boss talked about it a lot. There were people that were in the trenches that knew about it. But across this great nation, nobody knew that they had been robbed of all their cattle. Nobody knew that he'd been, you know, arrested. They were losing everything they owned. Nobody knew that his wife was under so much stress over it that she passed away. Nobody knew these things. Now, with the Bundys and the Hammonds, we've been witnessing it. And it's, you know, it's just something that the American people need to be aware of the infringements that are going down against us. And if you think you're exempt from it, try not paying your taxes. Try bucking the system a little bit and see what happens. Well, you'll be joining the Hammonds and the Bundys in prison.
Absolutely. And, you know, you made a great point there about a complete change in how we are governed. And that is what is going to save us in the political sense. Now, I don't want to get theological. I know who our salvation comes from. Absolutely. In a theological sense. But in a political sense, our salvation as a nation will be a complete change in how we are governed. And today we are governed as an empire. You and I are not, we are not citizens of a free republic. I'm sorry, we are not. I know that upsets a lot of people.
We're supposed to be.
Yes, we're supposed to be. That's our inheritance. That's our birthright. And that's what we must reclaim. But we are subjects to the federal empire. We don't have any rights. We have privileges, privileges that are exercised at the discretion of the ruling elite in Washington, D.C. And don't think just one election is going to change this.
No, it's not.
A fundamental change must occur, and the only way we can control Washington, D.C. is to return the power back to we, the people within our sovereign states. Donald and I talk about a Project 2020, which we are trying to get started in the South, and hopefully it'll catch on fire in other states. We want, in the presidential election in 2020, every Southern state to have a ballot initiative wanting a constitutional amendment that acknowledges, it doesn't grant, it acknowledges the state's right of nullification and secession.
Okay, we're headed into a break real quick here. Okay. I want to talk about that when we come back.
Right.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Ron Kennedy, and we will be We the People right back. Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys. With Western roots, Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition. Good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books or their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts in the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day, Ron. I say that every day. It's the fastest hour of the day. We have a caller from Rhode Island. We have Dan. Dan, how are you today?
Yes, Beth Ann. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
Mr. Kennedy also. How are you doing, sir?
Doing fine. How's the weather in Rhode Island? I hope you're as warm as we are.
Kind of cold and kind of damp up here.
I bet it is.
It's looking normal. Now, my quick comment to Mr. Kennedy is, whenever I hear somebody say Civil War, I immediately correct them and tell them that it was a war for Southern independence, which I got from the book, which is a very fine point. It was secession was a perfectly legal constitutional act.
Yes, it
and,
was.
You know, it wasn't a civil war. So, and Beth Ann, you keep saying civil war, so I'm going to correct you on that, too. If you don't mind.
I just got slapped.
I almost can't even agree with that, along with his brother.
You got to talk the language, though. That's the only thing people understand. But
yeah,
I agree with you. I agree with you, and it wasn't about slavery. They brought
it was about states' rights. To forces vying for control of the government, as the book states.
Absolutely.
It was a war of northern aggression, is what it was. It was a completely legal act of secession that took place there. So,
are you from Rhode Island, or are you there now? Okay.
Well, I'm a northerner.
A northerner that knows the truth. That's amazing.
That book is an excellent book, and the North was definitely in the wrong.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
And well, I tell you what, way up from Rhode Island, you're carrying on a great tradition because you remember Rhode Island was the last state to enter into the Union when it came time to for the new Constitution, moving from the Articles of Confederation to the Constitution.
That's
and
correct.
Rhode Island, as well as North Carolina, they feared a centralized federal tyranny. And Rhode Island, being a small state, of course, feared being dominated by big states like New York and Virginia. So you have a great tradition up there, and you'd be proud of it.
Well, anyway, you're right. But the logic of your book was so overwhelming that I had to I had to go along with it. I just had to see it. It's irrefutable.
And that is which one? The South was right? Is that the one you're talking about?
That's the one,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
But that entirely changed my outlook on the Civil War, which I never use that term anymore, and I crack anybody that does use it. Same thing would be to say, I guess the War of 1861 probably should be proper, but it wasn't a Civil War, as we know.
No, you're absolutely right. Matter of fact, down south, we say, wasn't a darn thing civil about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure, but you know, that book was so convincing. I mean, as you stated there, anybody would put aside their prior prejudice and just use their common sense and listen to what's being said would see that.
All right. Appreciate it, Dan. Thank you so much.
And thank you again, because in the South was right. We do recommend and we use the term, and Dial and I prefer the War for Southern Independence, because it is very descriptive of what the Southern states attempted to do, the same thing that the 13 original colonies did when the colonies seceded from the British Empire.
That's right. And also it was written in the Constitution that if the state figured they were being shortchanged by the Union, that they had the right to get out.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, on mass scale for the Southern colonies, but states, but that, it's so apparently that it's true, and it's not even worth debating, I don't think. I'll tell you, anybody can actually defend the Northern action.
Well, they've been deceived, and they've been brainwashed, basically, through the public school system about what the Civil War was really about. And even now, we're not taught states' rights. The feds rule over us, you know, with that hammer from D.C., and we accept it. We accept all these licenses, these permits, and all this, you know, bureaucracy as if we have to dance to their song. And it's time that we started doing the fiddling and they did the dancing.
It's been a long tradition of us acquiescing to the federal government, so it's
going to be hard to break it, but we're going to keep trying.
At least refute that, Civil War view there.
All right. I'll do my best to change my mind. But I'm getting old, you know, change my ways. I'll try.
Well, I'm 57. You can't much older than I am. So.
No, I'm not that yet.
All right.
Thank you.
And you're a young chick.
I'm a young chick. Well, I like that.
Good to talk to you both.
Thank you very much, Dan. You know, yes, go ahead.
And make the point that you say this over and over again, and please keep saying it, the American people, and that's including the Southern people, all of us, Southern, North, East, West, we need to be educated about the truth. One of the reasons Don and I are promoting this concept of Project 2020 is that the effort it's going to take to get these ballot initiatives on the ballot in these Southern states will be a great opportunity to educate them of the truth about why we need real states' rights again, and how that's the solution to this overgrown tax inflate spend federal government. So things that we do, we must educate the populace. We can't just spend all our time talking to each other.
And no, absolutely. We have to. And I do. I try every day. I don't get it right every time, but I try every day to encourage and activate my listeners, because I know they're all very concerned about what's going on in this nation, and they're looking for direction and looking for encouragement. Project 2020, I'm going to give it a name. We the people will rise again. We the people will rise again.
If you want to know more about Project 2020, go to our website, www.kennedytwins.com, and click on the second page. You go to our website. There's a list that's clicked to check out the latest newsletter, the January newsletter. Click on that. Scroll through it. You'll see information on how you get more information about Project 2020. Whether you're a northern state or a southern state or a border state, it doesn't matter. We the people have the right to be the masters in our own home. And this is how we get that right back where it belongs.
You know, this is the reason we should be fighting in our own communities as well, because we were designed to be governed locally, not from some elected officials in D.C. They are not supposed to be ruling over the American people. And I think that is something that I cannot say enough or loud enough. They are not the ones in charge. We elect them to do a job and then go home. Go back to work. We should not have career politicians. That is killing our sovereignty. It really has already. I mean, to believe that we have any sovereignty left is foolish, but we have to We have to try and get this back. So go to KennedyTwins.com, KennedyTwins.com. Search their website. Look for Project 2020. Order the book, The South Was Right. We'll have Ron and his brother Don on again. Is Don feeling better? He was kind of, or was it you that was under the weather?
No, it was Donald. He's under the weather, but he's doing great today. He's headed out for a meeting, I believe, in Texas today. I'm getting ready to go to South Carolina, so we're busy doing our part down here, and we appreciate you. God bless you, Beth Ann, for what you're doing. You reach hundreds and thousands of people every day. You keep it up. We need people like you, and may your tribe increase.
No, I need it to increase. We're going into a new year, and it's going to cost me a lot of money, so we're going to have to get some funds raised for CSC Talk Radio. I appreciate all that you're doing. I want to hear more about Project 2020 and see what we can do here to help you with that, because it's important to have sovereignty, because sovereignty is what brings America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.